Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's Rakuten. Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's Rakuten.
Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, starring Jane Seymour, Burt Convy, Lauren Tweez, and Lorraine Stevens, will continue in a moment.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Oh, yes, a free day of an empty house. My little home wrecker is off to school today. It's a sunny day in the O'Mara household.
He's not really a home wrecker. He's a good kid.
No, I'm just talking about the state of the home. Now, Carla works. I work a little bit and then I play golf, and he was left to his own devices. And when I came home, the dogs were, first of all, running free, which we don't allow them to do. They were born free. But the dogs, in fairness to the dogs, there was no evidence of any doggy issue. So it was cool with that. But scattered plates.
I was going to guess kitchen area. Yeah.
I mean, it's always dishes with him.
It's dishes. It's the way they roll. And
did he make pancakes?
No, he made ramen, which makes me want to vomit every time see ramen. I hate it.
Everybody loves ramen.
I don't like it at all. I don't know what they put in it, but it tastes like it doesn't taste. I've never tasted ramen because I don't like the smell of it.
Yeah,
it smells
it's very
nasty.
Cheap though.
It's very cheap, yeah. I mean, you know that in college.
You know how you'd like ramen? I like to make ramen. You cook it, and while it's boiling, poach an egg on top of it. Then you get the extra protein of the egg and the noodle. It's delicious.
Okay, Alton. Thank you. I think that it's just nice to have things kind of back to normal, although this is a preview of what's coming, because we haven't quite decided whether to farm him out to a military school for summer or something like that.
His godfather, I would take him.
You take him up in Elizabeth might for a while up in D.C. He might go up there for a visit.
But we're so close to the peach orchards. We could put him at work there.
Are you really in Leesburg?
There's a lot of gardening, yeah, just out 15, not very far.
Peaches, though?
Peaches,
no, peaches
apples.
Peaches are down here.
No, they do peaches up here, too. They do local peaches.
Now, hold on. When you say that,
of a Virginia peach.
I've never heard of a Virginia peach,
Mike,
either.
You're talking to one right now.
Rob was had a family that was had a small farm. So
we did garden. We didn't do any tree fruits. But yeah, I know there are local peaches. I guess apples would be the best thing. They'd be out of season. You know what? Tomatoes. How is he at spreading straw?
So there are no peaches near Leesburg.
No, there are peaches. There are local peaches that are for sale up here. They just come late in the season. That's all.
Okay, what would be late in the season? When would they arrive?
Probably like July, August.
All right. Okay, yep. I'm just checking.
I did Google out. Just to check, and there are a few Virginia Beach places, but they come later than the
Virginia
Georgia
Beach places.
Virginia Peach.
Ah, yes, places, of course.
But they do come later in the season.
Mm-hmm. So he today. We've been running around a lot, and so the kitchen, the cupboard was bare, as they say.
Oh,
and
Mother
Mrs. O'Mara did not get eggs. I would normally make him a little breakfast sandwich to send him on his way, because it's so much cheaper than Starbucks. But today we got out of the house a little early. And I said, I think we can do it. And I shot across the street to Starbucks and in and out of the Starbucks, probably less than 2 minutes. Pretty good with two cars in front of us, too.
Oh, so you did the drive-thru and you still did 2 minutes.
Sometimes those baristas kill it over mm-hmm. there. And I want to say thumbs up to them. Yes.
And I'm guessing you are not a order ahead type guy.
No, we are
you
not
don't
an
use
order
the app.
Person.
Yeah, I use the app for everything.
Yeah, I might. You know what? I think life would be easier. When I was a regular visitor, I would use the app more than I do now. But in and out.
I don't
out,
trust the app.
He got his Gouda sandwich mm-hmm. and he got his chai.
Latte
sweet foam thing. Mm-hmm. And we were in and out of there and he called me as he was getting out of the car to go to the bus. He called me the goat. Said you're the goat, and that uh-huh. was awfully nice. I was
that means greatest of all time.
My thanks for the clarification.
That's right.
Yeah. It made my morning. It really did.
Buying him some Starbucks.
Yeah.
Before we get to cheeseball fun, which Josh came up with a kind of a fun idea.
CBF, Mike.
CBF. I want to share. The very first. I'm going to see it for. I'll play a guessing game with Rob.
All right.
The very first thing. That I want to frame this so you don't get it, so it's not too obvious.
Yeah, make it tough.
One of the very first things that you receive, it's going to be transparent, that makes you feel like you are old. One of the very first things you get where someone reaches out to you to kind of say, you're old now. What would it be?
I would say probably cancer.
No, I'm not talking about it.
Okay. I would say the AARP card.
It's got AARP card, yeah. Where they reach out mid-50s, right? Is it 50? I forget. It's early.
I think it's mid-50s, but I think everyone I know, when they get it, it's like a slap to the face with a
fish.
It's
a shocker because you're in your 50s. You don't mm-hmm. think of yourself as a senior citizen. And then there it is. And it's like, oh, my God, that I count now.
What does it do?
Not a lot.
Like I know people really talk about, oh, I'm old when this thing comes in the mail, but I never understood what it is.
Yeah,
it's really a total gimmick.
It's no more effective than when the lady at the casino says you're 55, you get extra dollars now. You get extra free play because you're old.
The benefits, and it's funny you bring up casinos again.
Oh.
The benefits of the information, the AARP, have not been, I would imagine if you were a nerd, and a dork and you itemized every little thing, every little benefit, it would probably add up to be something, but they constantly are pitching you on insurance plans and car insurance and this and that. And if you are lucky, like I am,
you are
this is addressed to me.
Many people, when they say, what about Mike O'Mara? I just say that guy is lucky.
I get the, I get the AARP.
Bulletin.
And
let me
the chickens have come home to roost, ladies and gentlemen, because I have a on the front cover of this are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the featured articles that I believe I would read in their entirety because they completely interest me. That is
so
how you know.
Targeting.
Yeah.
It's targeting. It's me. All right, let me
You know
go
what
through.
I love is that it's called the Bulletin, and that is really an old person's word. Josh, do they still call the church pamphlets that you get when you come in the Bulletin?
Older churches do call it bulletins. A lot of
think
them
about,
have moved to program.
Think about bullet. I mean, this means urgent, exciting news. And Mike, this is your Bulletin.
Well, it's also a thing that most people just throw in the trash.
Yeah.
But Mike, it sucked you in.
Yeah.
It does.
I casually, here's how this is the process. It probably came last night. Yeah, saw it on the kitchen counter last night. I said, "Oh, AARP bulletin. I'll take a peek at that." And then this morning,
hey, what's this then?
I just hadn't seen this publication come through the mail.
It sounds like it might be your number one publication now.
It could cover very
articles
well
written for you.
Yeah, Golf Digest, not so much.
If you don't believe that now, listeners, you'll understand when I get done talking about it what this means to me. It meant so much to me. So I'm looking at this thing, and then getting ready to do show prep, come back from dropping the kid off. Pick the thing up, bring it over, because I figure if I knock it out, I'll take a peek at it.
Right.
And then I happen to glance at the front cover. And by the way, when I offer my podcasting 101, how to tell a story bit, you know, you can find material anywhere.
Yeah.
Certainly when I picked this up, I did not expect I would be bringing it into the show. But then when I looked at the headlines and the very top, all right.
This is the very first encounter every morning for show prep.
Gambling with your future.
Oh, no.
Why some older Americans are losing their retirement savings to online gambling.
That is the exact story I was going to bring to you this morning.
And here it is. And it's got casino and, wow. It's got how they try to hook you. Casinos target older adults. Where to find help. It is, to me, as someone who has... I am inundated with online casinos. Now, Carl and I do the little thing for the free coins.
Yeah.
And they call it convert, where you take a minuscule amount of your free coins and convert that into real money. That's a thing. We've talked about that before.
Have you deposited real money? Because your coins only got you so far.
No, multiple times.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Maybe, Josh, I'm not kidding you. Maybe thousands of dollars. I'm not kidding.
So, do you think the bulletin is written by younger people trying to protect their inheritance? Or do you think the bulletin is run by older people?
That is a stupid question. I will not answer a stupid question.
Bloomberg had a huge article that came out yesterday about these mobile casino games.
Mobile casinos, even the
ones where you buy virtual tokens.
Yeah.
And then you gamble the virtual tokens.
Yes.
And how people are losing their life savings on this. People are threatening suicide.
It is mining what it is. For everybody, Josh, I believe this with all my heart. Having been in real casinos and having flirted with, a degenerate gambling lifestyle my whole life.
I thought you were going to say cocktail waitresses.
No, I righted the ship because I think that, if I'd kept on going, if they put their hooks into you and you're an addictive personality and you've never been someone who has gone out to Las Vegas or gone to a casino, they can get you in the privacy of your own home.
Well, and these mobile ones are not regulated like regular casinos. Yeah. Regular casinos, if someone comes to you and says they're addicted, they have to ban you and kick you out and get you home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With the mobile ones, they had a story where someone wrote in and said, hey, you need to block my account. I'm addicted. I've spent thousands of dollars with you. And the casino company responded with, I see you're a loyal person. I'm sorry you've gone into debt. Here's 1 billion free tokens.
Which did last
about a week and a half. And then the person deposited more money.
Whenever I am tempted to get into any sort of gambling that is anything that could really soak my savings, I think back to one time when HBO flew the show out to Las Vegas, and when we came off the mobile people mover, this is before 9/11, so people could meet us, Carrie and Carla were waiting for us, and we both looked like the color of bed sheets, and we had both maxed out our ATM cards. Mm-hmm. And it was an ugly, ugly moment for both of us. Mm-hmm. And that's when I said, you know what? If I go in with a budget and I just say, today I'm going to lose $100, that's fine. But if I got into the internet stuff, I know I'd be destroyed. I can't even touch it.
What Josh is talking, and I didn't want to get into this into the weeds on this because this is an entire segment for a show. But when you're talking about what this online thing, the part about not being regulated, and then the $1 billion tokens. These are not. It's not real money when they're giving you that,
right?
But they what they do, and here's the funny thing, they give you virtual tokens. They're not real. It's not real money. It's playing the game.
Yeah.
But in order to get those, you have to pay real money.
Yeah.
Now, when you have what are called sweeps coins, that can be converted into real money, but that's still unregulated. So your payoffs and your winning is not the same as it would be in a regular casino. Right. So there are two ways they can get you.
Yeah, they're working both sides against the middle. You can't win.
Josh,
you
know, I would love to know.
I think I'm coming around on this. It's time for TMOS Candy Crush. Hey, we'll sell virtual
tokens. Whatever moves the meter, pal. Let me say this, that I think that you can approach this so many different ways. It makes complete sense why they are bilking people. People that don't want to get out of their house, people that can't get out of their house,
right.
People like the thrill of the win. And
right.
But I have no idea. I've never gone deeply into it, and I've also never gambled real money.
But we know, just like the real machines, the apps are even more designed to suck you in and give you that dopamine.
Right, exactly.
And also, you're not surrounded by other people that are winning, which when you see someone win big at a casino, that's one of the biggest things to keep you there because you see people
disagree.
Winning.
Sometimes that'll drive me away.
Well, I know you hate the people, but I think you like the idea of the win.
Like if you're on a slot machine and somebody hits a jackpot next to you, sometimes
the fact is,
I throw my drink on them.
but you see people winning. There's no way to track the success of other people when you're playing on an app.
No, it's all random anyway. Yeah, so and that's the way it works.
I have an app that I play every night as I fall asleep, and
it's a Bible app.
No, it's like a brick line in a app. Brick something blaster
what?
Or
what?
Something. Brick blaster or something like that.
Is it remember him, don't you?
Is it I don't know.
Hi.
But it's what is it called? But my point is like people it gets built into the routine.
Hi everybody, I'm Brick Blaster.
Hey Brick, how you doing?
Doing real fine today. Yeah. Brick Blaster with you.
Josh has lost a lot of money on your app. Could you send him some tokens?
Absolutely. Just to keep them hooked. Keep the hook in them like a three-pronged lure.
Thank you, Brick.
I purposely delete the games that ask for money because I know I'd be sucked in.
Yeah.
Well, that's on the cover of AARP Bulletin. Now, okay,
Bulletin.
So if I'm going to get – now, that's the first article and applies to me 100%.
Okay, good.
Let me go down to the next I'll go to the top first.
Good.
Social Security. Agency is working to serve clients faster. Well, there it is. Another article I would read because it completely applies to me.
Right, and only applies to people who get that magazine.
What's that?
That article would only apply to people that get that magazine.
False. False, because you can get the magazine at 55 and Social Security doesn't kick in until 65.
So that, but there it is because it fits my lifestyle. All right, let me move on.
Mike, when you held it up, it almost looked like the mic on your video image was part of the cover.
Now, there's only one that does. There's only one on this entire magazine cover that is not something that interests me because it doesn't, unfortunately, it really doesn't affect me.
Was it about hiring someone to fix your pool?
No, it's Eat for Strength. Tips for when your appetite wanes. I'm not there yet.
Oh, dear.
That's the first one that doesn't apply to me. And by the way, when your appetite wanes.
Yeah, that's when you call.
Isn't that casket time, really?
That's when you call hospice. I mean, it really is.
Right,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I mean, when you're at that age where it's just like, I don't feel like. I should tell this to myself. If I get to the point where I wake up in the morning and somebody puts a pint of Royal Scoop mint chocolate chip in front of me and I'm like, I have no interest in that. Send me out to sea.
Give me the Viking funeral. What it'll be, honey, you need to eat one more bite of applesauce.
I can't.
No, you have to.
I can't.
You have to.
So that's the only one of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 headline articles that don't apply to me. I'll move on to the next one.
That's got to make you feel great.
Okay, this one's called Drive Safely, Simple Ways to Reduce Risk. Now, I do not drive like an old person. I drive like an irresponsible young person.
This is
but
true.
Phone in hand.
What did you say?
Phone in hand.
Phone in hand. Yeah. Occasionally. But simple ways to reduce risk. I would read that just to see.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Yes. That's the way to do it. But I'm sure it's just like always use your turn signal or that kind of crap.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. We've talked about this in the O'Mara household. You know, a lot of people have a lot of equity in their homes. And we have always talked, we're always talking about whether to rent or to buy or to take money out or do that. And so this is called rent versus own. Key trade-offs for your next home. I get that. I read about that all. I read articles about that all the time.
I bet it lands on the, I bet that lands on the side of a Tom Selleck reverse mortgage.
Yeah, well, there are a million like products mortgage. Out there. Yeah. By the way, the latest, they do try to, it's a variation of a reverse mortgage where they essentially have you sign documents to give away your equity in your home.
Yeah.
All right. And they want to do it now because many people have very cheap mortgages right now. And they love the idea of getting that cash for when you sell your home. Moving
Mike,
on.
I don't often do this, but I have a jingle for the Bulletin and one of their articles.
The AARP Bulletin. Drive safely. Drive safely. You chopped it off a little bit, but that's okay. The last one at the top, there's one more on the bottom right-hand corner that applies to me as well. It says, train your brain. Six habits to keep your mind sharp. I'd read this. I would read this. It would interest me.
If you remembered to read it.
That's exactly true.
And then.
Honey,
and
where's the bulletin? I can't find the bulletin.
And then probably the most embarrassing one of all is in the lower right-hand corner.
Oh, it's going to be prostate.
This is, no, it's not, but it's close. This is Ask Dr. Adam. And the article is entitled, Ouch. Why do my legs cramp? There it is.
Adam, everyone knows my birth record.
This effing page
is
something that interests me. You know?
How are the ads? Are the ads making you want to buy everything?
I'm glad you mentioned that because on the back, transform your bathroom and change your life. Now, here's a product that I think is one of the great American. That's one. No, is it a tub? Let me see. Let me see.
If you can do it. Yeah. They can install in one day, Josh, and it can change your life.
No, but here's the thing with bath fitters or the water. And by the way, all the things I'm going to say right now, if they happen to sign up and become a sponsor, disregard what I'm about to say.
I mean, it's a comedy show, Mike. That's all.
Hold on.
My problem with the walk-in tubs is I've never understood how long it takes to fill them. And then drain them because you have to get in and then turn the water on.
No,
right?
It's not a walk-in tub for a bath per se. It's a walk-in tub for a shower, so you can get in there
then it's just a shower.
Sit. Yeah,
then it's just a shower with a chair.
No, it's a tub.
I thought it was supposed
safe
to be a tub.
Step walk-in tub. It's the safe step walk-in tub.
Yeah, but I don't foresee a lot of old people filling the tub. I think it's probably just
Rob. I think that's the whole point.
That's exactly what it is.
That's what it
and
does.
And you get in there and fill it up. I'm sure that's the way it is. You sit there and do it that way.
You sit there and you play your casino games while the tub fills up.
While the tub
But don't
slowly,
get the phone wet.
Nice warm water. But let me, this fits into the category of those like bath fitters things.
Yeah.
So, for example, when it's just like, we'll be there for 3 hours and transform. No, what you're doing is you're taking a piece of plastic.
Language.
And you're gluing it on to what was probably a few hours, if not a couple of days, of craftsmen laying tile in a beautiful form. And you're taking what was crafted and you're cheaply covering it up. With a veneer,
they can kiss my ass. We had them out. We had bath fitters out once. You know what they said?
Yeah, because you're a rube. Because you're a rube if you had bath fitters.
We just had the mic. We had them.
Okay. Many people have the pre-molded baths and showers.
If you have a pre-molded bath originally, but if you have a tiled with a tub or a shower,
I don't think most
and you're
people
doing
have
that. That's to me, that's we just had, the death of the American
at the
craftsman.
Time, we had a house from 1940 that had a very, very peculiar, ugly bathroom upstairs. And we wanted to just search out some ways to fix it. And we called bath fitters.
Was
and
this
they
your
came
grandfather's
out.
House?
Yeah. We called bath fitters and they came out and you know what they said? Can't do it. That's all they said because it's not a standard
a
bath.
Shape.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it has to be the exact cookie cutter
exactly
type thing.
So they can kiss my ass. Yeah.
All right, let me see.
Make your shower have a cigarette ad.
Leaf fitter. Leaf filter. Leaf filter. Gutter protection. All right. Oh, I got to read this online casino article. This is good. Then they got the cheap, the jitterbug.
Oh, the jitterbug phone, Mike.
That's it.
Great.
Well, that'll be right across from the life alert.
Auto insurance, there it is. All right. Life insurance, there it is. Cellular service and life insurance and regular insurance seems to be number one.
I wish they could bundle it.
Life Alert. There's Life Alert.
Yes, of course.
Let's see.
Knew that was coming.
All right. Yeah.
We should get one for this show.
All right. Let me see. On the senior offer, I don't even know what this. Oh, Dish Network. That goes
any
for the
ads
seniors.
In there for gold?
I'm looking right now.
Or like commemorative coins.
Track phone. Fast
what is
dependable.
Track phone?
That's a burner phone. A month-to-month phone.
AARP members of $50 a month with auto refill. Fast, dependable 5G home internet. No surprises. That's what track phone is.
I don't like fast internet. It scares me.
Slow it
By
down.
The way, Josh, if you're wondering, silver at $87 today, down $14 from when
Good.
We sold it.
Keep
Jitterbug
dropping.
Big. On this Jitterbug.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Big phone where you
well,
can
you're
see.
Gonna need that soon.
Like, and inexpensive. There it is.
They all
jacuzzi.
Remember the dance, Mike.
Your dream bathroom in one day. Yes, glue it to everything else, you bastards.
You know the motto at Bathfitters, glue it and screw it.
Right. And then windows. By the way, you want to know why you see window ads everywhere? Because windows are the great ripoff of America. The number one, in my humble opinion. Yeah,
no one absolutely. Would do windows at our house either for a reasonable price because it was during the war that it was built and no one could get glass and there were 17 different size windows.
Oh,
in the
they
house.
Could have done it.
You oh, yeah, they could have, but there would have been ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
It's not like they came out to you and said they can't do it. They came out and said they can't do it for cheap.
That's right.
What they said, bastards. Mm-hmm. Moving on here, where are some more ads? Let me go.
Another bathroom ad.
A safe step includes.
Safe step.
How a safe step walk-in tub can change your life. Personal checklist, arthritis, insomnia, diabetes, dry skin, lower back pain, anxiety, mobility issues, and poor circulation. Oh,
I think they're missing the marketing. They're missing the marketing thing is if you get a walk-in tub, you no longer smell like ass.
If you call today, Rob.
I will.
If you call today and receive exclusive savings, you will receive a free toilet.
Is it brand new?
Oh, cellular. This is just what. Yeah. Be aware; these
They're
are the
praying.
Companies that are preying upon you. All right.
What about like a medical equipment rental place? I see. I feel like that.
I don't
would
see that.
Yet.
That might be in the classifieds. Let's see. Insurance.
Yeah. Again.
Windows, insurance, cellular. There they are. The big three in this sofa
and bathtubs. What?
I'm not saying nothing.
Just Mike, you're a news reporter. What did you see?
An ad for food.
And what's the food?
I'd rather not say.
Is it a high fiber food?
No, it's protein.
And sure?
No. No, it might be something that we are very familiar with on this show.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't mean it doesn't work.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah, it's the they're selling the grill pack. let's see. Oh, now we go to the back.
Oh, the back. Is this where you're seeking other seniors seeking seniors?
They've got Dr. Power equipment. So that's like they're selling like big yard lawnmowers. Oh, here you go. The Stay Safe Acorn Stairlift.
Hey, I've ridden one. They're great.
Windows and doors. 40% off. Almost half off. That must be, they mustn't be
what
making
a deal.
Any money on that.
You know, here's a helpful tip for those of you, a helpful tip for those of you who have the acorn.
Hint.
Mike, you can use it to carry your dog food up and down the stairs like my mom does.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Trouble hearing on the phone?
What's that?
Clear Captions and a call captioning service. Is a call captioning service available at no cost?
We could provide that.
A top story tonight! all right, and then we go to the very end. And Medical Guardian, it's your life. Only the top-rated medical alert device will do.
Now, I have a question. You're just reading the ads. The tone of the ads, are they threatening? Are they sad? Are they trying to cause urgency?
I guarantee they're all big, bold print.
Big,
well, of course.
Large, bold print.
Yeah.
That's what it is, you know. Are you having to? Let me see. Well, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to put the stair lift right over here if you don't mind.
Oh, no. Man.
So there it is. But I mean that, you know, not you two don't have to worry about this, but those were targeting me. That's just the way that rolls.
But I think you should have the Acorn guy come give you an estimate.
For me?
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be excellent because your house has no stairs.
Exactly. God, Rob is loud. I never have trouble hearing Rob. Rob will have a conversation with us at the pre-show where he will be, he'll be like, yeah, so we did that. And then the show starts and the volume, I think that's everybody that does what we do in this business. We turn up the volume when we go into it.
But really, Mike, you don't have any stairs, right? I'm picturing your house.
No.
So bring the Acorn guy out. It'd be great.
Yeah, have him measure.
Yeah, maybe
the whole state of Florida doesn't have any stairs.
You could get an Acorn
going
scooter
into the bath.
Or what's that, Josh?
You've got some steps going into the pool.
Yes,
have them come measure.
Yeah, and they're troublesome.
For that you'd need the lift. Mm-hmm. Remember the lift? We saw the lift at the hotel in Vegas. But what if you said to the Acorn guy, you say, "Hey, Acorn, let's think outside the box. I want an Acorn stair mover, but it takes me from my studio to my bedroom."
Yeah, and it's on a tram.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so it's like, thank you. Good night, everybody.
He just wants a little airport people mover.
The important thing, Mike, is when he comes over, just call him Acorn.
Hey, Acorn. Chris Miller, is that a dig, Rob? Do you think that's a dig when he says show prep with a question mark? Is that what it is? Is that a slight? I think it's
sometimes.
I think
show prep just lands in your mailbox.
It does. That's what I tell people all the time. Yep. It fascinates me. Now, on to some real show prep. Are you
Thank
ready?
Thank you, Mike. Yes.
Our
finally.
Man, Josh Soroka, was familiar with the Cheetos story yesterday when you were talking about your mother and I was talking about the cheese balls.
Well, it wasn't so much about my mom. It was about the fact that I put on a kitchen-grade latex glove to eat my Cheetos so my fingers wouldn't
get orange. And then Josh brought out his medical device that he has in his studio.
His chopsticks.
there they are.
They live on my desk.
And that is specifically designed to eat snacks without getting the dust on your fingers, correct?
Yeah, I can type on the keyboard and eat at the same time.
It's really bad for soup, though.
Yeah, so, ramen, not so much.
Carla says to me, did you get Josh's text? And which she says, like, because I'm not a big text checker. So
yeah.
She'll.
Well, you were reading the bulletin, weren't you?
Yeah, I was reading Jitterbug.
I was reading that. I already did. Oh, when's that? Oh, okay. Hold on. Okay. Thank you. I'm looking at my text right now. I'm trying to find Josh. Josh came up with this idea, which I thought was kind of cool. And Carla got excited about it, too. So this is Josh's text. Okay, wait a minute.
Where is my goddamn text?
What?
It
might be under
Rob
TMOS.
Texting me and saying, we should do something with the Cheetos.
Okay. Video idea. We all show our way of eating cheese balls. Which is the best way? Hands, gloves, sticks. Record yourself, and I'll edit it together. Mm-hmm. And Carla writes, fun. I give you a heart emoji. Love the idea. And we immediately in the O'Mara household took to video to do this. I think it's fascinating.
I don't need to ask you twice to eat cheese balls.
No, not at all. And by the way,
zing,
Thumper McHeadcold had destroyed 60% of the gigantic Utz cheese ball container
I assumed it was either Rob or Josh, but it was your son.
No, my son was, and he was legitimately sick. He was a little sick on Friday, and then because of the weekend activities, he did it on pure adrenaline and then was just out of it on Monday. And we added a second day, and then he's still hacking and coughing, but he went to school today.
That's the way Elvis used to do it. He'd feel horrible, but the adrenaline would get him through.
That's why he had the kit, the medical kit that he carried with him.
Come on, Jack.
So did you do any videoing of your cheese ball eating, Rob's BY?
I have not, but I can today. It was all in preparatory yesterday. I didn't think it was that urgent, but absolutely. You don't have to ask me twice to eat cheese balls or Cheetos.
I just got to go buy some cheese balls.
Well, I sent my video in. I did my homework assignment, and then sometime this week, we will hopefully before the end of the week, we'll get you a little video on that.
Mm-hmm. Rob, are you getting cheese balls or are you doing your cheese Cheetos?
Cheetos. I'm not a cheese ball guy. I don't like the way they crumble in your mouth. I prefer the old school Cheeto. I'll say it because dork. Michael wants me to say it because I'm a dork. I don't like the mouthfeel.
The mouthfeel?
What's the difference between a cheese ball and a Cheeto?
Easy,
well.
Mike. Crunch versus crisp. That's it. I like crunch.
Well, no, I mean the crunchy Cheetos you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. And cheese balls are crisp.
Okay.
And I like a brand called Space Puffs because they're spicier. But they're soft.
Space Puffs?
Space Puffs. So I'll pick
Space
those up.
Puffs.
Hi, Mr. Space Puff. How are you?
How you doing? What's that other guy that I was before on the when I used this voice?
Like here? Dash something. I forget. But I'm glad to have you here. Do you take the bulletin?
You know, Carla told me, she said, why don't you do Internet Radio Tommy when you come on his face? Because I don't have the processor for that anymore.
That's right.
I don't have that.
There you go. Hi, guys. I always do it like this. Yes.
Yeah. I always enjoyed Baltimore Billy back then as well.
I don't know if he can come out anymore either.
Mike, hello, Baltimore there. Billy.
Baltimore Billy, that guy.
Baltimore Billy Sikorsky.
That's Marty Bass.
Yeah. You
know, so I get it. I get it. People are asking for more of my retro voices.
Yes.
Show's past.
I'll do anything.
Join
I'll
us anything tomorrow, for Mike, food, you know? For Maurice.
Yeah. Maurice Butkus, the sportscaster that was on the original Morning Zoo broadcast back in the 1950s when we were having so much fun.
Do you have any other voices from back then you'd like to bring back?
Some vintage voices.
Vintage voices. Charlie's an original.
Yep.
And Charlie has been on the show forever, so that's fine.
Charlie's doing Stabilak.
If I were to have one voice in a long time. Oh, Jennifer.
Is Jennifer still around?
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can do that.
And also, Mike, I've always loved. It doesn't matter anymore. But one of my favorite characters was always Charles Moose. That it was the police chief. Oh, Jennifer, where are you?
Yeah, I think you're going in the wrong direction.
You know. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
That's closer to Sex Hello. Boy.
You know, can I just say something
about
the Fabulous Road Company?
You know, here it comes.
For the older broadcasters, when your font is the size of a small pubic hair, it is really, really difficult to figure out what you're doing.
Well, did you not see the road with the extra big dials in your Dalton? They have it in the bulletin.
The jitterbug
version. It's the jitterbug road.
Bore that I have. All right, hold on. I'm looking for it. I'll find it here somewhere. Hold on.
You know, Josh, are you familiar at all with Sex Boy?
I do remember Sex Boy. Yes,
he was great because he was a young man that was an expert and an enthusiast. He didn't have sex, but he just talked about it. That's right. Mm-hmm. Sex Boy.
I don't know where the thing is. I got it.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I can't. That's not a voice that I can do. I don't have a
I think you
pitch
can go
control.
In. We can adjust it within the board, I think, and make a setting for Jennifer.
All right, I'll play with it.
All right.
I'll play with it.
Do you remember her last name?
Wisniewski.
Exactly.
There's still a website. There's still a Facebook page for her out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sex Boy. Hold on. Let me see. I think that might be the one that I'm able to get. All right. Hold on.
Well, that's
Sex Boy.
Hey, Sex Boy.
Hi, I'm Sex Boy.
Do you like to encourage people to have sex, don't you?
Having sex, it's too low, Rob. It's too low.
It's too low.
You know what's great?
You're right.
Is now with AI. We can make characters for all of these visual pictures.
Then it's a project that we will tackle on this show because we people are dying to be entertained. Let me see if Mike practiced impressions more than he does golf, it would definitely help out your show. F*** you, Rolando.
You have such a weird relationship with Rolando.
I do. Sometimes I like what he says. He's such a
dink.
Dink.
Yeah.
Really, he is such a dick. Honest to God. Just shut up. Leave me alone there.
Shut up.
Shut up. Anyway, yeah, I like the way he thinks, too. I agree. I shouldn't be looking at the chats right now. This is taking an ugly turn.
I disagree.
I
don't know
so
how
sorry.
We got here.
I don't know how we got here either, but let's just say the AARP is to blame.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you. We will be right back with some news tidbits for you right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. you can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's RAKUTEN. Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's RAKUTEN.
Hey, Fudge Cutters, Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at DermGlow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, DermGlow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30 plus pounds or just the last five, there are programs and microdosing options to help with benefits like reduced cravings and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out.
I'm just laughing at Rolando. Made me laugh.
What did he do?
He said he was responding to me when I gave him that crap, and I got mad at him. He said, "Hey, you called me a Nazi."
Well, you know what? Develop a skin, Rolando.
No, I get it. I get it. I'm fair game. I'm fair game if I call somebody a Nazi. That's
Really, it's really no way to interpret that other than bad when you're called a Nazi.
It's too much fun. I love the chat group. I love that. Hey, by the way, drop us a super chat. We should get at least one every day. Just to sustain ourselves. Can we please?
Rolando, right. Send it in Deutschmarks.
Thank you, Rolando. Big fat super chat coming our way from
Big
Rolando.
Big fat super chat.
Hey, everybody. How about that? Elon Musk is upset. Oh,
speaking of Nazis.
You don't know. This is so... Does anybody have a filter? We have legitimized behavior in our world so much. Elon Musk is upset that the new version of the Odyssey features a black Helen of Troy. Lupita Nyong'o's playing Helen as well as her sister, and it's bringing racists out of the woodwork.
You know, this stuff was so unacceptable funny. 70 years ago.
One such racist complained on X that it's an insult to the Greek poet Homer, who wrote the Odyssey, because he described Helen of Troy as fair-skinned and blonde when he wrote the story back in 700 BC. Elon commented that director Christopher Nolan had, quote, lost his integrity.
What?
He is a South African racist.
That's exactly
what
he
is. That's where it all springs from, folks. No matter how brilliant he is a bigot.
Yeah.
He is a racist. Mm-hmm. That's why this guy, by the way, not because he's thinking it,
Because he's saying it out loud.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. You know, I understand.
We all think it. Say it out loud. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm not saying we all think it, but in terms of characters and authenticity, you will always get people saying, well, he really doesn't look like this person, or he doesn't look like this person. You go back and see the way the Native Americans were portrayed in early black and white Westerns, and you could say those are all like white guys that are riding those those horses.
Josh, doesn't history dictate that Jesus Christ was a dark-skinned man?
Well, I mean, he's from like the Middle East, so yeah.
So when you see him with, you know, with fair skin and blue eyes, it's
where it crosses the Rubicon is when you are talking about it out loud and you're really legitimately
so
pissed that you have to come out. Yeah.
And give it a chance. Watch it first. I've seen movies where I've read the books and I'm irritated with the way they've portrayed a person. Different than the book, so I can understand 100%. That.
An example.
When you talk about any character, you'll see that's not what I thought that person would look like, but it doesn't matter. It happens all the time. Go ahead, Rob.
An example is 4 years ago when Austin Butler played Elvis Presley, and that movie was very well regarded. But Mike, going up to the movie, I kept saying...
Your box is funny, though. It's just your box is small. Go ahead.
But this is quite valid. He doesn't look like Elvis Presley at all. And in the movie, he doesn't look like Elvis Presley at any point in his career. You buy it because he's a good actor.
Right.
But still to this fact, people say, how did you feel about that Elvis movie? I say, it's great, but he doesn't look like Elvis.
Yeah. But here's the thing. But also, when I'm looking at this, it's like I look at the cast. Matt Damon, Tom Holland, Anne Hathaway, Robert Pattinson, Zendaya, Charlize Theron, John Bernthal, and then it goes on and on with
actors. I love John Bernthal.
Here's the thing. I look at this. I didn't even process Lupita Nyong'o and whether she would be. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's just the passion that they have. It's because that's what informs his
maybe.
Attitude.
Or
no,
he really likes
no,
the book.
Maybe. No, 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 maybe.
Because
no,
Rob would have the same issue if she was playing Elvis.
No, but it's not. You can't use that example. I'm not
you
talking
can if the
about.
Book describes
I'm
the
not
person.
Talking about the idea of her. This is not a debate.
Right.
This is a discussion about why the guy did what he did. The guy did what he did because he's a racist. Mm-hmm. That's because he's really
passionate about that book.
No, not a chance. He's a bigot, Josh. He is a bigot.
I doubt he's ever cracked open the Iliad. I really do. I don't think he has.
It's just like that's like, oh my God, here you go. Yeah, with that, like that. I just when it comes to art and it's just the agitation where you have to say it because we have legitimized certain behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
It's just BS. It really is. This is just showing his true colors, in my opinion.
Yep.
That's what it is. You know,
and what's frightening is that he's not ashamed to show them. That he's actually issuing
There's
statements.
There's no shame. There used to be shame.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about. Drive people back into their holes.
Yeah, go in your holes.
You know, your bigoted like holes.
About 20 years ago, I went to a Capitals game. And I went back and ran into someone and said, that's not what I thought Mike O'Mara looks like.
Is that the example really?
That's my example.
You know, I used to have a cartoon on the refrigerator, and the cartoon was a child sitting at the kitchen table sobbing into his hands, and the mother is standing over him with her hand gently on his shoulder, and the caption is, "Don't worry, son, I remember when I saw my first disc jockey."
You know, honestly, I had a moment like that. Did you ever see a disc jockey and you had your whole face drop because it was
not
so disappointing?
Really. I have to be honest. I don't think that ever happened to me, but they certainly didn't look like their voices a lot.
My cousin Wes went out to a radio promotion at Tyson's Corner Mall and came home with an autographed picture of Uncle Johnny. And he did not look like the man he portrayed on the air on Q107.
Well, the person I ran into, I was able to introduce my dad to as well. And the problem is that person apparently had a bunch to drink beforehand.
Are you talking about me, really, or what?
yes.
Are you?
Oh,
are
I thought this was a fabricated story.
No, this is a real story.
Are you pulling that? Now, was I kind?
You were. Yes. Short.
Okay.
But kind.
What? So you hadn't turned the corner yet.
Short but kind, and on your way to the next bar.
To the dark side. Yeah, that's fine. Yes. But so you left the experience feeling how? Now I'm very curious about that.
Aroused.
left with, well, that was nice to meet him. And my dad's like, I've heard him on the radio for years. I didn't know that's what he'd look like.
That's kind of damning with faint praise there, I suppose.
But, you know, you guys, when you started to hit it big, you had television presence, you had broadcast presence, you, of course, had print presence. I think a lot of people knew what you looked like. It wasn't,
yes,
you know.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yes. And the thing that concerns me the most here, at a game, I was visibly inebriated.
It appeared that you had been drinking before we ran into each other in like one of the period breaks, and like
was
you were
it like
direct
in a,
to the next
a,
bar?
Was it like a special area for VIPs that you
up,
ran
Rob.
Into him?
No. Shut up.
Well, because no, I mean, there's
very
some
nice meeting you.
No, he but was, Mike. He was at, He you had were, a handler with him.
You were short,
what
but
do you
kind.
Mean I had a handler?
Oh, you were probably doing an appearance type
no.
thing. Then.
No, you went, not at the Caps game. I had season tickets to the Caps. I was a
you
big
went
fan.
To the game, you went to the game with Oscar.
Oh, so Oscar was guiding you. Oh, that was, we pulled him back. That was Boddington's, I think, they had, if I remember correctly. Yeah, big yellow can. Was I holding a big yellow can?
I don't remember. I don't remember
you
that.
Go. You were short but kind.
I was kind. Short, quick, curt. If I was quick, Josh, if I was curt with you, it's because time was of the essence.
Of course.
Let's move on.
Best news story ever.
A mother on Instagram is going viral for explaining how she learned about Car Ranch. Have you heard about Car Ranch?
No.
Okay, let me tell you the story. She wants you to know, so you'll be as horrified as she is. She said her family was having dinner and her 17-year-old daughter asked for ranch. The mother apologized and said they were out, and the daughter said she couldn't eat it without ranch. Not sure what it was, whether it was a salad, whether it was a... You can put a lot of crap on ranch.
Vanilla wafers.
Ranch on a lot of crap. So the daughter excused herself, left the house. The mother assumed she was driving to the store. But nope. She came right back inside with a packet of ranch that was in her car.
Gross. Gross this on is, every level. This is not acceptable.
I know daughter, people who do this.
The daughter had said that she just remembered she had Car Ranch from a fast food place a while back. The mother freaked out and asked how long it was in her car. The daughter said, maybe months, and just went ahead and ate it. The mother wants to know, do your kids have Car Ranch? And
no, I don't
have a recipe for
I don't even
explosive
keep,
diarrhea.
I don't keep ranch in my house because, I mean, a good ranch dressing when it first, Mike, like the Hidden Valley ranch that you had to make at home, that was good stuff.
I never
but
had
now,
to make it. I never made it.
Oh, you had other people make it for you?
No, I didn't have it. I don't make it, Alton. I don't.
Well, no,
make
there was it was simple.
Dressing.
It was a packet that you would add, I guess,
okay.
milk and oil.
I get
but
it.
Anyway,
I understand.
But
yes.
ranch has become. You don't want ranch on pizza. It's I do believe that people that crave ranch are stupid people.
When I
you're
when
gonna
I
get
first,
in trouble for that.
Good. They can kiss my ass.
When I first met Kelly's stepdad, went up to go to a fancy dinner to meet him at this restaurant. Mm-hmm. And that's where I learned that he brings Thousand Island dressing with him to every restaurant because they never serve it.
Yeah, it's an old school
so
dressing.
So he has his own dressing. He carries around in the car.
Does he make it himself, or does he buy it in a bottle?
It was already pre-made.
Tell him to mix ketchup.
Well, he had
mayonnaise and relish, and
so I won't be telling him anything.
Okay, well, maybe you could leave a bottle at his.
Used to make it himself in his pants.
And Mike, I was going to say, ranch is really if it's shelf stable, if it's like a packet, she's probably safe.
Where do you get your vocabulary makes me laugh sometimes. Shelf stable.
That's what it means.
Grocery
store.
Yeah, where it means that you don't have to refrigerate it. But the bottles are shelf stable until you open and it says please refrigerate after opening.
When I worked in Kansas, I believe a small station in Wichita, that was my radio name, Shelf Stable.
He was good. Didn't he do tradio?
You're listening to the Shelf Stable Show. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's see. Rob, let me see. I can't even read that. D-O-U-G. Doug.
Doug, get real.
Doug Trault. Rob couldn't fathom Josh's bagel order yesterday. His palate is elementary.
My palate is very mature, Doug.
And self-stable.
Yes.
Shelf stable.
And no, it is self stable. Like, it's stable inside of me.
Let's move on. Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey are doing a show on Apple TV called Brothers. And yes, they'll acknowledge the rumor that they could be half brothers in real life. Woody says it's coming out this fall, and he compares it to Curb Your Enthusiasm. Quote, we play ourselves, but everything's fictionalized. Okay, I might take a peek.
Yeah.
He says the show starts with him coming to Texas to hang out with Matthew. That's Woody. But once again, in his bus is inside the gates of his ranch. It's not going to go anywhere. So he comes to visit and stays. Quote, that was the concept, and that's what we've done for the first 8 episodes. Let me read this again, because it wasn't well written. He says, the show starts with Woody coming to Texas to hang out with Matthew, but once his bus is inside the gates of his ranch, Matthew's ranch. Putting his in a sentence 5 yes. times is really not the way to do it.
No good.
Anyway, so that's going to be the concept.
I'll watch that. I'll take a look at that.
Yeah, absolutely. It might be very, very interesting. So, all right. Some people don't know what to do with their hands in photos. One option is to make the peace sign or the V hand gesture with your index and middle fingers. According to a new report, cell phones are able to capture such high-resolution images that it's possible your fingerprints could be extracted from these images.
Yeah, Ringo is not safe.
For this to work, you'd need to be pointing your fingers outward, obviously. So yeah. The double V, where your fingers are facing towards your chest, would be safe if you did it like that, like Winston Churchill. Let's see. Before anyone gets too paranoid, 3 things. This would also take a significant operation to pull off using advanced AI-powered software. But it is worth mentioning because AI tech is moving so fast that what seemed advanced a year ago now seems pretty basic. Rob is showing his finger.
Oh, that's God not my knows, finger. I'm sorry.
God knows where that finger's been.
Oh, yeah, I think you know.
By the way, this is mostly for close-up selfies with your fingers in the forefront, like near your face, basically within a few feet, like an arm's reach from the camera. Even with all the tools and software at their disposal, identity thieves would probably need multiple images to be able to reconstruct your prints. And
this is
these
a fake
would also
fear.
Need. What's that?
This is a fake fear.
Yeah, it's fake fear. There, yeah. Throwing it away.
And that being said, if anyone wants to steal my identity, they can have it.
Take it away, folks. Enjoy.
Don't talk into a microphone because they'll steal your voice.
Hi there. Graduation speeches are usually full of cheers, applause, and inspirational quotes, but one speaker at the University of Central Florida got a very different reaction. Her name, Gloria Caulfield, she was speaking to graduates last Friday when she called AI the next industrial revolution, and the entire crowd started booing.
Mike, I have this clip. Would you like to see it?
Yes, I would, because okay. I'm kind of curious why.
Artificial intelligence is the next industrial revolution. What happened? Okay, I struck a chord. May I finish?
She got flustered,
yeah,
big time.
I hate those soft hats they put on speakers.
and the little heading on that video says they're booing because AI will make their degree worthless.
Yeah.
Then dig into AI because use it as a tool and then it doesn't make your degree worthless.
It's exactly
if you fall
what it
behind,
is.
It mm-hmm. will.
I think evolve or die, and get yourself a copy of the AARP bulletin.
I bet that lady has a worthless degree.
Yeah. Next month is the AI special.
That's such harshness. I don't understand it. Finally today, someone in Washington called the police at 2 a.m., not Washington, D.C., Washington State, on Monday, and said someone was damaging the entry gate at the Tacoma Police Headquarters. It didn't take the cops long to respond. They just walked outside. They saw a man, later identified as Marvel Walker Jr., holding a piece of concrete over his head and dropping it over the fence onto police property. They frisked the guy, and they found a piece of black-coated metal in his hoodie that was shaped like an O. He said he found it on the ground, but it turned out that it was the O from the word police on the police department side, and the officers determined that it had been freshly pried off.
I love it.
Marvel was charged with second-degree malicious mischief, third-degree malicious mischief, and second-degree criminal trespass. Who thinks there might be some illegal substances in the Marvel Universe?
I'll take it back.
Marvel, get it?
I like the fact that the sign would then say Lice Station.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird.
It's weird. We got more show coming up, but first I want to tell you about Omaha Steaks. I am always up for a great burger, and honestly, does it get any better than a perfectly cooked steak burger? Yummy, nom nom. That's exactly what you get with the Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack for just $99.99.
That's it.
You'll score. Get this. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Go.
20 premium steak burgers, four each of filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. These aren't your average grocery store burgers, people. No, no, no. How about this? These are thick, juicy 6-ounce burgers that are exactly what your grill needs. You'll also get a free Wagyu smash burger. How about not just one? How about eight?
That's a lot.
Eight free Wagyu smash burgers. Whether you're grilling for a cookout or throwing together an easy family dinner, no fillers, no shortcuts, just top quality beef done right. And I believe, I'm going to guess here, your wife had a very unique way of preparing them for dinner last night, right?
I had two of the smash burgers last night.
Yum, yum, nom, nom,
cooked
nom.
Cooked in the air fryer. 375 for 10 minutes, flip it over halfway through, straight out of the freezer into the air fryer.
That's pretty cool.
That is so cool. I'm going to be doing that today. Get ready for grilling season with the mouthwatering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack. Plus, 8 free Wagyu smash burgers. That's 28 burgers, $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com. And as a bonus, use promo code Mike, and that will get you $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code Mike. Let me hear you. Did you want Harry Carey
I did
that?
Want Harry Carey
Let
for that.
Let me hear you. Bye. M-I-K-E. Terms apply. See site for details.
Josh,
thank
when you're
you.
Cooking those burgers, when do you cheese them? At the last
afterwards.
Minute or on the flip?
No, afterwards.
Oh, when you comes
pull
out. Okay.
Out on the bun. Put the cheese on immediately.
Excellent.
Well, you know, on this show, each and every day, we have multiple debates. This is the one I've been looking forward to because I will be a referee on this debate. It is time for a retail debate. The retail subject today, Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's on the highway or Buc-ee's truck stop or Buc-ee's whatever. Please to, well, Josh, since you're the big fan.
I go all the time.
Would
In
you
fact,
describe
I will be
what
going there
Buc-ee's
today
is?
To get. I'll be going there today to get my Space Puffs because it's the only place I know that carries them.
While you're there, make sure you get Skittles.
Okay, very good. Very exciting. No, please Buc-ee's, to describe Buc-ee's for us.
Buc-ee's is a giant gas station. It always has the cheapest gas around. They also have a store that is, people say it's a glorified 7-Eleven. It's not. It's massive. It's half the store is like home decor, t-shirts, toys, like stuff you'd find at like a Cracker Barrel type store.
Cracker
oh,
Barrel.
Okay. So a good store.
But massive. It's
Can
a great
Can you say
store.
Cracker Barrel again?
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
So, now, Rob.
And,
no,
and there are great yes. things in that Buc-ee's store. I've bought many items, many gifts. If I need a gift for someone, especially a mom, aunt, family member.
Mega hat?
Head on over to Buc-ee's.
Do they sell mega
no.
hats?
No, they don't.
They don't do political. No. Rob?
No.
I bought a Straits of Hormuz.
They've got some like pro-America stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought right. a Straits of Hormuz keychain right there.
Rob, you are new to Buc-ee's? You went to Buc-ee's?
I've been to Buc-ee's. I have been to Buc-ee's when I was driving. I think we went to two Buc-ee's as we were coming from Miami to Washington, D.C. a few years ago.
Okay.
The thing, first off, what brought this to my attention is that Buc-ee's has released a list of where they're going to open their next like 15 or 20 stores, and it made the news wire. Who cares? By the way, when we were coming up, nobody cares because when we were coming up,
They're building one in Stafford. I see a lot of Virginia people excited that you're getting the Buc-ee's.
That's good. They can go there and buy ranch dressing because they're stupid. No one should care this much about this.
Lots of beef jerky. Did you go by the fresh beef jerky or the fresh bakery? Not.
Listen, if I'm driving the entire East Coast, I don't need beef jerky. And let me address a couple of Josh's points. We actually, one of the things we do in the car when we're driving north or south on 95 is spot low gas prices. See who's got the lowest gas. And Buc-ee's did not work as a low gas price.
You're not. Are you pulling over and looking at the prices? They don't advertise the prices.
No, they put the prices up for other gas stations, and then we pulled into Buc-ee's, and it was higher. There was no great break in the price.
It is always cheaper than even the Costco that's across the street from me.
Okay, well, then you must have some magic Buc-ee's because it didn't work for me.
It works in Florida.
Why the hatred for Buc-ee's, Rob?
I'm continuing. Because, they talk all about the bathrooms.
Let him continue.
If someone is excited about something... Yeah. If most people seem to love a place, Rob hates it.
No, I don't think that it merits the excitement that the news cycle gives it. Come on, Buc-ee's, we're at war.
Buc-ee's is the best bathrooms on 95.
Okay, I'm glad you said that.
Oh, if it's clean bathrooms it's a travel location.
They were bathrooms, yes, but they were sort of over the top with tile. And it kind of
looks wrong with being over the top with tile.
It's still a gas station bathroom.
Mike, it's over the top. They have lights on the top to show you whether it's in use or not, so you know which door to walk to of the 30. And they've got floor to ceiling doors, so you're actually private.
And clean, clean, clean.
And clean, clean, clean.
I think,
upset with. They are the best bathrooms on 95.
It feels like when you go to like a concert and they've got a row of porta potties that are brought in that are like a chalet and it's supposed to be super beautiful. It's just a bathroom. So it's okay, but I think it's too much of a selling point. You talk about the store.
Where do you stop for bathrooms when you're on 95 that you get?
I don't. I just go in my pants. When you talk about the store, would you give me the fact that Buc-ee's is essentially, maybe not for you, but essentially for people that are traveling?
I don't think so.
I think so.
No, because I go all the time.
Okay,
I said 24 hours. There's locals there essentially. All the time.
I said essentially. Mike,
can I interject here for a second?
Hold on. Stop. Everybody.
Right.
If I'm on the highway and I'm taking a long trip and I have to use the facilities, I absolutely dread the idea of a public restroom in a gas station. If they do it, on that fact alone, if it's pristine, I would wait. I would wait for that opportunity. If the bathrooms are clean, you cannot poo-poo, pardon the pun. cleanliness in bathrooms,
but
Rob.
It's not just
a bathroom. It's clean compared to poop cover.
No, a clean bathroom always at McDonald's. You can always go to McDonald's.
Oh, but it's gross.
No.
And it's not always
gross, clean
at McDonald's.
All right. So the bathroom point, I will cede. But when you talk about the store and the fact that you're buying gifts, by the way, if that's where you're buying gifts, you needn't think of me this Christmas.
You know what I bought? You know what I bought at Buc-ee's?
What?
My wedding band.
Oh, hey.
Because it's a little silicone.
Is it also made of beef jerky?
No, but I broke my other one.
By the way, when you talk about stores, Mike, when you're traveling the 95 corridor, do you ever say, oh my God, I wish I could go to Bloomingdale's? No, you don't need a store that has clothes and toys. It is a absolute.
No.
They want you to bring your kids there and target the kids to buy toys. You don't need that. You don't need that frustration.
It's not that way.
Do you want a sign that says, like, kiss the cook? Do you need that desperately for your kitchen?
Is it real crap? Is it mostly crap?
Absolute crap. I wouldn't even burn it. And also, if I'm driving up and down, and I will cede them this. I will give this point. Their sugar-baked, coated, dusted almonds are wonderful. But I am never going to buy brisket just because they have brisket.
Their brisket is excellent.
Yeah, a big sloppy brisket, great in the car when you have a nice big sloppy brisket sandwich.
Are you talking about a brisket sandwich that they sell?
Yes.
Oh, they're kind of known for it, yeah. And it's a big, big deal.
I don't know, Rob. I have to make my own decision.
The chicken sandwich is good.
Yeah.
Everything they make is good.
Everything, Mike, especially
the
kitchenware.
Okay, let me ask this question for both of you. How would Buc-ee's compare to a Wawa?
I think they're different.
It's different.
Yeah, I think a Wawa is a more sensible, good business plan, and a Bucky sucks.
Oh, God, he's passionate about it. Really,
and Mike, I do have a list of locations that are coming. And so these are the states that are going to be very excited.
Good, maybe I'm getting one down here.
Arizona. And if he's here, I can give you precise locations if you like the state, okay?
Okay.
Arizona.
Nope.
Arkansas.
Nope.
Arkansas.
Nope.
Florida.
Florida.
St. Lucie, Fort Pierce in early 2027.
That's the east side.
Okay. Doing, Florida in Tallahassee.
No, that's the middle part of the state. That doesn't do
Georgia. No? Okay. No. I thought Josh would want to know that it's one coming to Monroe County.
How about on the 95 corridor? Okay.
Well, Mike, they're expanding. Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana.
Oh, what the? Why aren't they on? Why? How about North and South Carolina, please?
North Carolina, you just said it.
Okay. There's one in Florence.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, there's one. I'll tell you, I stop at three. Daytona, St. Augustine, and Florence.
Which is your favorite?
If I'm going south or north.
Which is the best one?
Well, the best one's St. Augustine because it means I'm 5 minutes from my house.
Are there any that are north of Florence?
I've got here, Mike, I've got North Carolina, Ohio, Tennessee, Texas, and Wisconsin. And in the future, Indiana, Nebraska, South Carolina, Utah,
South Carolina.
Of course, Virginia.
Virginia, great.
Yeah, it is great. It's super.
Might outstanding pay. I consider applying to work at Bucky's every time I go.
Really?
They pay like
what would be your job there? Would you be a brisket guy?
Well, it's like $22 an hour to like be just a stock boy.
A part-time food clerk is what he's saying.
I think a manager is like $240,000 or something.
Do we have any Buckies that are near us, Josh, on the west side of the state?
I believe Daytona is your closest one.
Oh, that's a drag. They don't put them down here.
But you should go there, and then you can go to the racetrack and buy almonds.
How about Pilot?
I love Pilot.
Well, here's the other thing. Pilot, when you walk in, it's clearly designed for truckers.
Okay.
Bucky's doesn't allow trucks.
Does Pilot have
truckers
showers?
Truckers can't come to Bucky's. That's how the bathrooms stay so clean.
So Bucky's doesn't have showers?
No.
I'm sure you could buy a shower kit.
No. They don't allow truck drivers.
I don't like the Pilot to go in and take a dump in some truck driver's Griblies. Don't want to do that.
Remember, Mike, one night I stayed at the cheap trucker's motel outside of KD, and I saw a guy walking through the store in shower shoes and a robe. And I said, I will never do this again.
By the way, the listener is very, very adamant to let you know there are no trucks at Bucky's.
No bucks at Truckies.
No bucking Truckies. We're going to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. But first, I want to tell you about a wonderful opportunity for your entertainment. Ladies and gentlemen, oh my God, you haven't booked your TMOS cruise yet. Time to change that. You said you wanted a better price, a longer trip, and more notice. Done and done. We've done that for you. Join me, Rob, Josh, and all the people from Bucky's and your fellow Americans aboard the all-new Margaritaville at Sea Islander sailing January 27. That's next January. Enjoy 5 days and 4 nights of laughs, a live podcast recording, meet and greets, tropical weather in the dead of winter, and plenty of time to unwind. You deserve this.
You do.
You do. You deserve this. We are looking forward to seeing you. Departing from Tampa, you'll get 2 relaxing days at sea, a Saturday stop in beautiful Cozumel, and 1 final chill day before heading home Monday. Call 800-814-7100. Full details are at tmospodcast.com. Just click store. Book now before the first cabins are gone. Lock in your price, and we will see you on deck. And that boat, I am looking forward to hopping on and going to Cozumel. Never been to Cozumel in my lifetime, and I am looking forward
to it. There is a slogan. They call it Magic Cozumel because it is so delightful. I can't wait to see it.
Magic Cozumel. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. We need a sports update right now because the second major of the year.
Yeah.
The PGA Championship, is that what we're talking about?
Exactly, this weekend, and it'll be played in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. Do you know what course that would be?
I'm not sure about that one, but you say there is trouble on the PGA Tour. I know there's been a lot about the LIV Tour blowing up, but what about the PGA Tour and the championship per se?
Well, Rory McIlroy, fresh off his Masters win. Congratulations, Rory.
Big fan.
He was spotted on the practice tees this week with his right shoe off because it was too painful because of his toe blisters.
Oh, that's not good if you're a PGA Tour player. You got to walk all those miles.
Yeah, you do. And they're talking about how, you know, the best way to handle it.
Will they
allow I don't think you can. Is the rule that you can play with shoes or without, Mike?
I know John Daly makes a big show of going out and playing golf barefoot when he's doing, like, exhibitions. But I'm not sure if he's ever played competitively without golf shoes. I don't see why you wouldn't. You wouldn't have to, would you? We should look that up. Are you required to wear golf shoes?
Well, I mean, also it would be different on the tour than it would be like at just
It would
club.
Be different on the tour, but I'm wondering if you don't, you know, if you add equipment to a championship, that can be a violation. But if you don't.
There is not a specific rule, but golfers are expected to wear appropriate footwear during competition rounds.
So that sounds like his appropriate rule that they
it
have.
Is a dress code statue.
Dress code they have to. That's it.
His appropriate footwear might be gauze and Vaseline because they're saying he really might not be able to play. And that's, I mean, that's, how would this happen? Because I mean, I can't imagine he's treating his feet any different than any other time in his career.
I have it on good authority. My neighbor told me that Bucky's offers a really good foot cream. It's next to
It's made of ranch dressing.
I guarantee there's an ad in that AARP magazine.
Let me say, well, I threw it away already, unfortunately. Now,
I did want to ask you, I guess the two best golfers in America right now are Rory and Scottie Scheffler, right?
Scheffler, yes. Scottie Scheffler, yes.
So Scottie Scheffler, I know you've talked about as like a robot, and he's no fun to watch.
He's dull.
Yeah, and Rory, I kind of get the same, but you say he's more colorful.
No, that's not a word I would use to describe Rory. Not more colorful. He just brings his opinions to the microphone more than Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler kind of lumbers around being dull and boring, whereas Rory will give you an opinion, and an unvarnished opinion, and I like that. But no, there's no funny in Rory McIlroy, you know.
But
he was
even with his blistered toe, he was gathering crowds much more than Scotty at the practice rounds for the PGA.
Because he's a legendary golfer, and we talked about legendary yesterday on the show. Mm-hmm. And the thing about Rory with the big controversy with the whether he was going to get divorced and his wife, who is absolutely a stunning, beautiful woman,
a knockout.
And I think
on Monday night, he soaked his foot to work on his blister, and ripped his toenail off.
Rory!
To help
that
the pain.
Bad, huh? Oh, that's nasty.
That's really gross.
You're right. Hey, Rick Schofield, you're absolutely right. Look what I have in my hand. By the way, we need an update with Knockout over here. What is the very latest?
He hasn't.
I've given up on Chapstick. I've given up.
Oh,
on
didn't. I didn't like them. Try it. You didn't even try. You got to try it for like a week or two. If you're
Mike, look
it.
At this open package of Chapstick that I have right here.
Let me
here.
See. Can you get up close so we can see your lips and see how they look?
Have you used that since the one time on air?
Yeah, a couple times. I don't like the fact that it has that mental.
Terribly chapped lips again.
Yeah, obvious. Like. They're really horrifying, aren't they?
No, I won't be able to play. You have chapped lips.
No, I don't. They're soft and smooth.
Get up closer. I see crackness and flaking. Let me see. Oh my God! Oh my God! Look at that.
I think it must be healing from previous. If it's soft.
Come on, put a little chapstick.
No, it's mentholatum. It causes addiction. And it doesn't do any good.
No, Robin, be careful.
Every time I use chapstick, it weakens
like
the
Ed
nation.
McMahon when he was drunk. You said. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back and we will have more. And good luck to Rory with his blisters. Stay tuned,
and
ladies
my lips.
And gentlemen. What's that? And Rob's lips.
And Rob, my lips.
You didn't even give it the old college try. You should have tried it. That's just my opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, Do you like the movies?
I do.
Do you like taking in the cinema? I think most people sometimes do. But do you feel that you are sadly lacking in your knowledge of classic motion pictures?
Oh, I
know
am.
Most of us probably. Yes, Josh certainly is. You definitely want to fix that. But where do you start? Well, here's where you start. You start with Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks. The best name for any podcast ever. It's a podcast about Rob's movies. Every week, join our own Josh Soroka as he watches a classic movie hand-selected by his co-host Rob Spiewak. Now, let me ask you, Josh. You have been doing this now for the better part of a year. I have to ask you, how do you find the endeavor? Is it work for you or is it joy?
No, it is mostly joy.
Okay, good. That's
sometimes
a good thing.
There's movies that are a struggle to get through.
I would say this, Josh. Would you agree with me if I were to say you always like doing the show, you don't like sometimes preparing for the show?
So he doesn't like watching the movies.
Sometimes. Yeah, so, well, sometimes he likes the movies. He does. But
no, sometimes there's a movie I'm excited to watch because it's all movies I've never seen. But sometimes it's black and white and a musical.
All right, questions.
And I know I'm going to have to get through it.
Mm-hmm. In the time you've been doing this show, Rob probably knows the answer to this. How many movies have we dealt with Josh Soroka, roughly? Mm-hmm. Give me a guesstimate.
Oh, I would say 100 at least.
100 movies?
No. Well, I mean, that we brought up on this show?
What? No, on Hicks Nicks.
Let me rephrase the question, dummy. I'm saying, in the time you've done Hicks Nicks, how many movies has Josh watched for the show?
Is it like 30, Josh?
It's probably around 30.
Yeah.
30.
Yeah.
Josh, of all those 30 movies, give me your favorite and your least favorite.
Oh, well, my favorite was Clue. I think Clue is my favorite.
That's got to make you happy, Rob.
And also that was a really fun episode to talk about because we both had different takes on it, but we both loved it. So
least favorite, Rob Spiewak. I mean, Josh Soroka.
Oh,
I can guess.
You know what? And I'm going to take that back. It's not Clue because I've seen Clue before. My biggest surprise was Support Your Local Sheriff. I enjoyed that a lot. As far as
it's
an
a
old movie,
great film. So good.
I am trying to think, Rob. Oh, well, the new Frankenstein was
Frankenstein was horrible. Return to Oz was horrible.
Yeah, Return to Oz was bad. Not a fan of Casablanca.
That's also blasphemy, isn't it, for you, Rob?
But you have to think that's the first time he saw it. It's a pretty deep plot to try to follow on one viewing. I think if you were to watch it a few more times down the road, he might like it better.
Well,
but
whether it's
I did the best I could.
Whether it's a comedy, a horror, a Western, musical, color of black and white, watch the movie in advance and listen in and visit Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks. Or wherever you get your podcast. Tell a friend, subscribe, give it 5 stars, do all the things. Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks. It's what you require right now. By the way,
it is a great name. Right now we have posted our take on Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Okay.
And I'm actually proud of this episode because of the way a movie from the 1930s reflects where we are now in politics. And coming up soon, Josh has never seen The Cannonball Run.
Oh, I think he might like that one. I think he might like that one. That should be very, very interesting. Do you have some beautiful video to send us home today?
Indeed, I do.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
I think everyone knows that I like Elvis and I like the Beatles, but I think at a close third would be Stevie Wonder. I love Stevie Wonder. And today is Stevie's 76th birthday. And to honor him, I'd like to show you this clip from the Apollo Theater. This is a Motown review that he did some years back. But this shows you not only is he talented, but he's goofy.
Okay.
So the song he chose to come out and sing was his first hit record, Fingertips Part 2, when he was 12. Of course, his voice is lower now, so he puts a processor on the mic. And then,
yeah.
I have twice seen Stevie Wonder in concert, and there is no thrill like when he grabs his harmonica. I'll boost that in post, of course. It was the best I could take of it. But happy birthday, Stevie. And when you think about all the songs that he's given us, it's just
amazing. And, you know, you described seeing him live in concert. Didn't you take some video of him when you were at your...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, when you were
at that
concert.
I took my son and I took my mom. Like, we went twice. He did the entire key to life. Oh, Mike, if he ever comes within 200 miles, you got
to
go see him.
I have to go see him. Yeah, I really do want to see you. Thank you, John.
Good night!
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Look at how happy. Look at how pleased he is. That's when you know. That's
he
when
should
you know
be
somebody
pleased.
Loves being a broadcaster when they are so pleased with their
They call comment. It, musicians sometimes call it an internal timer or an internal metronome.
Okay.
And organists at sports arenas and stadiums have to know how long songs are because they have X number of seconds to fit them in.
Mm-hmm.
I found this fascinating. This is, I think she is a hockey arena organist, and to test herself on counting 30 seconds, she will play while the Jeopardy music plays on a video of Jeopardy and see if she matches it up. And she does perfectly. Besides, I love the sound of a nice big organ.
Okay. One synthetic and one natural.
Watch this.
30 seconds. Good luck.
And there's a countdown. You can see she's got to hit 30 seconds. Exactly 30 seconds. Isn't that amazing?
Did she see that timer?
No.
Did she see
No. And then she mutes the screen.
She
but
sees
still.
The timer on the little computer screen, right?
No.
She's watching
no.
the Jeopardy.
She's watching Jeopardy for the cue, but there's no countdown on Jeopardy. There's no audio.
You
there.
Know, I could care less about any of that debate. I like the organ music. There's a great one up at Tampa for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Really, really great organist. And I wish there was more of that in these arenas.
I love it.
I really love it.
Love it.
It's fantastic.
You know, at Bucky's, they have an organist.
Working 24/7.
Mike, congratulations to this lady. Don't you love it when a really important Guinness World Record is broken?
Oh, always. That, you know, I will bring it tomorrow.
Okay.
Here's a tease for tomorrow's show. There is a competition, and I watched it for maybe 20 minutes because I have a very small brain.
Yes.
And this competition features action and disaster, and I will share it with you tomorrow. That's
I'm all
my
in.
Tease.
I love it. So this world record, it's a weightlifting record, Mike, 166 pounds. It doesn't sound that impressive until you realize she's picking up that weight with her hair.
All right, I have a question.
Shoot.
The hair seems, she's supporting it with her body, not just her hair.
Yeah, but it's only connected to her hair.
Yeah, but wouldn't you be able to like push your stomach and your chest out to defray some of that, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Not in that move.
I tried it, and I couldn't get it to attach to the hair on my head, but I want
nobody
you to know.
Nobody talked about me going straight back with my hair today. Commented on my
we're
hair.
We're waiting
pigtails.
For the grow out.
I'm hoping for pigtails soon.
Yeah, it'll be happening
but,
soon.
And then, Mike, who knows? Maybe you can pick up 167 pounds.
Thank you, PD Sway, for sharing that guys do that with their dong. Isn't that lovely? Well,
I love our audience. See maybe, you at Ranch Dressing Fest at
maybe
Bucky's.
On the websites you take in. We appreciate that. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Thank you for all of your participation. Super chats or the it's right there in the lower
the QR code
left hand. The QR code. Thank you. There it is. Check it out and help the show any way you can. We would certainly appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow for Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak. Michael O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Nice beaver.